Hello and welcome to the Ledger LCJ News Update. Today is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2022. We thank you for joining us. This is the 327th day of 2021. There are 38 days left in the year. Work continues on the Concert Road project as the Floor County Commissioners approved a $37,298 pay estimate from JOB Construction for the job in Monday's meeting. Commissioners also agreed to sell a lot at 3rd and Ash and Spiral on a bid of $1,880. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Monday signed into law newly drawn maps for the state's 5 congressional and 149 state house and senate districts. The bills approved by the Republican-controlled legislature during a special session last week contain the new district boundaries that will be in place for the next 10 years. The new maps had reapportioned the state's population, which has continued shifting from rural communities to urban and suburban areas. The Ledger will live stream Poto's 4A semifinal game against Tuttle on Friday night at Jinx at 7 p.m. Our pregame will start a few minutes early. You can watch it on the Ledger's Facebook page and our YouTube channel. The Atlanta Hawks closed a perfect 5-game homestand with a 113-101 win over Oklahoma City Thursday on Monday night. Rookie Josh Giddey had 15 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds for the Thunder, and Lou Dort scored 15 points. Oklahoma City was without leading scorer Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who missed his first game of the season with a sprained right ankle. Also in basketball last night, Oklahoma State routed Charleston 96-66. In weather, we'll have another nice day Tuesday in Floor County. We'll have clear skies with a high of 66 degrees and a low of 48 degrees. Monday's high was 62 with a low of 34. Sunrise today is at 7 a.m. Sunset is at 5:04 p.m. Average temperatures for November 23rd are a high of 61 with a low of 33. Records for the date were a high of 80 in 1973. The record low was 12 in 1975. 1 year ago, the high was 60 with a low of 33. In today's county calendar, the Poto Evening Lions Club meet at 6 p.m. at Carl Albert State College. Funeral services for Henry Hank Morris are 2 p.m. at Mallory Martin Funeral Home Chapel. Burial will be held at New Hope Cemetery in Spiral. Also, in high school basketball, Cameron visits Hackett tonight. On this date in history, on November 23, 1971, the People's Republic of China was seated in the UN Security Council. In 1889, the first jukebox made its debut in San Francisco. In 1936, Life, the photojournalism magazine created by Henry R. Luce, was first published. In 1963, President Lyndon Johnson proclaimed November 25th a day of national mourning following the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. In 1980, some 2,600 people were killed by a series of earthquakes that devastated southern Italy. Today's birthdays include singer Bruce Hornsby, who is 67, and actor-singer Miley Cyrus is 29. We ask that you please check out our newsletter at HebronLedger.substack.com. If you like it, subscribe for only $5 a month or $50 a year. We also ask that you please share this with anybody you think might be interested. And if you or your business want to sponsor one of our sections, email Craig at HebronLedger.com or call 918-653-2425 to get started. We're trying to increase our number of subscribers and also need your help. Our goal is a minimum of 1,000 for either our newsletter at HebronLedger.substack.com or our e-edition at HebronLedger.com. Cost is less than a meal at any restaurant, and your support of a locally owned and operated business is important and appreciated. We thank you for tuning in and hope you have a great day, and we'll come back again and see us tomorrow.